We're back. Pharaoh click, motherfucker. Yeah. Death Stevie inside. Apathy. Self-titled. Vinny P. Out of space. 7-L-E-S.
Put you up on the IV. Not the Roman numeral 4, but the IV that leads to the funeral floor. Wax gets
melted, breaks bones. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Is this a beef from LA one, or is it a...
We probably should have talked about this before hitting record.
Right.
You're the... you know what? Like fuck it. Whatever. what do you want it to be?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, originally I wanted it. I wanted this whole thing to be a dude from LA one.
Right.
So then people that if you guys haven't been part of the train, like the Churros y Puro train, then, you know, like just get them, give them a chance to kind of catch up, kind of, you know, make this like a foyer to what is Churros y Puros, you know?
And you're not saying that just because you are one half of Churros y Puros, right?
Right. Because this is exactly what Churros y Puros is.
So guys, then this is the Dude from LA podcast then?
Should we man.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm honored. I've never been on one before. I'll tell you what, this is fun. This is exciting. I get to see you in your element.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll take it away. I don't know.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Dude from LA podcast. And, I mean, in reality, it really is the same formula like we've been doing forever with Churros y Puros I've done with, like, Dude from LA. It's just sit down, we talk. But I've known Jeebus for, and it's funny, I'm gonna put your real name on there.
Go ahead. Put Jesus. You know, honestly, I forget a lot.
Yeah, so
I forget that my real name is what my real name is.
Do you like sometimes put a B where a, like S is supposed to go?
Oh yeah,
all the time.
You should. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't.
Oh yeah, no, you're on my phone as Jeebus, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, it's like...
Victor's parents know me as that. Victor is a good buddy of ours. We grew up with him, too. And yeah, I shit you not. I'm concerned and pretty much not that surprised. I'm almost shocked that they think that's my real name.
You know, it's funny when you hear them say it, though. They say it's like a... They're like Cheetos, right? It's like Cheebus.
Yeah. It's very... almost with like a little... Like a...
Cheebus.
But so that is my real name.
No, I guess fucking A, man. I'm happy to have you on this.
Thank you.
It's, you know, I want to mesh the two worlds together and be more consistent with the dude with the Churros y Puros one, because for whatever fucking reason, people do tune into that, and we only did 8 episodes and just got lazy, like got really heavy.
Shit happens, or like the excuse people use, right? Life happens.
Yeah, and if you know. Jeebus over here, fucking this guy. Just life happens to this guy, bro. You were at Disneyland again.
Yes, I was at Disneyland. I'm an annual pass holder, so I got to really take advantage of that next week. Those of you who have APs, that's what they're called, annual passes. This guy's laughing. I almost spat out his Modelo all over my face.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit of a recovery from last.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah. But so annual pass holder. It's just something to do. Mm-hmm. You know, got a couple hours to burn.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just there killing it, destroying it, shutting it down.
What? Disneyland?
Yeah. Like, you're there till like midnight, and as soon as it went to close.
Turning up and all that happiness? Is that what you guys are doing?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
What?
Is it just such a foreign concept, or is it just something that you've never been on that Disney train?
Yeah, I know. I went to Disney like grad night, and that was the last time I think I've been to Disneyland.
Grad night.
I don't remember
if I went to grad night. I don't think I did.
What is that? That's going on 10 years ago?
Yeah. But longer.
I'm sure like 12. They got like a hip Mickey now, right? Like he's got like a skateboard or, you know.
He's got beats on all the time.
Yeah. He's got joggers on. He goes to EDC and stuff.
He's got flannel.
Like, hey, Mickey? He's like, we try to get the younger generation interested in Disneyland.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the whimsical shit doesn't work. And we already burned out the racist Mickey with the grandparents. They loved him. They loved racist Mickey.
No, yeah. Oh. You know, racist Mickey is embedded in the fabric of American culture, for sure.
Mickey.
So it's just a thing to do. That's the one thing I always tell people. I know I've met people that are really hardcore into Disney.
Uh-huh.
Like, Disney, they could be there every day, they could be there every weekend, you know, but it's each their own. For me, it's more like, I just got out of work, it's like 7, let's go to Disneyland, get on a couple rides, walk around a bit, get something to eat, before you know it, it's closed, it's midnight, go home, sleep in, The Weeknd. Yay.
Oh man. I feel like annual, like the people that do that. I might shit talk on you a little bit.
I don't think go ahead, are. It's your show. No,
I was gonna say, I feel like the poor people that get annual passes definitely go to fucking Disneyland a lot more than somebody who's like, oh, we're gonna be there 3 times a year. I see, you know, hopefully we can make it more. I feel like a lot of people from high school, maybe it's a generational thing. They got into Disneyland as a thing.
But why do you like that? You think it's because we were just too poor to do it?
I think it's just, it's like $1,000 and you really got it. It's like a buffet, you know? Like whenever I go to Golden Corral, like I'm eating everything.
Oh, as well you should. Yeah, you're paying what, $25, $35?
Isn't that?
For like a dinner, it's like pushing 20 $30, bucks. Right? Isn't it?
Jesus. Right, so I'm going to try to get as much prime rib as I can.
Maybe, I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Right? That seems like a lot.
Yeah. That's some Vegas like Vegas. Money. Yeah, that's a Vegas brunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's where you could, like, dip, like, little Filipino boys inside fucking chocolate and go Weinstein on them or something. That's a lot of money, dude. I mean, I don't know what.
No, it is a lot of money.
Like the Bellagio
it's something. It's a lot of money. Yeah, no, by no way is it cheap.
No. Disneyland, not Disneyland, one bit. $1,000, yeah. Right? I mean, and you could pay, if you were like, oh, yeah, you could pay for it monthly, which adds up to, what, like, $80 or something? Or
is it $90 paying? That's the most expensive one, yeah. It's $80 a month, yeah.
Damn.
Crazy, right? But like the price of, and I'm not trying to justify it, but that's kind of like one of those things where it's like the price of a single day ticket now, if it's just for one fucking park, is now like 115, something like that. For both parks, it's like 140. So it's kind of like, oh, but if you go once, then you might as well get a pass because you could use that money you put towards the ticket towards the pass. So then they just deduct it, you know, all that math wizard shit that you don't understand. And then they average it out through 12 months.
For 12 months. So how many times do you have to go?
To get your money's worth?
Yeah,
well, it depends on the pass. Say, like, if you get, like, the most expensive one.
Mm-hmm. No blackout days.
No nothing. Blackout day. You go whenever the fuck you want. Parking's included.
Oh.
So think about it. What is it? I forgot. What is it? Like $20 to park? Plus the $125 to $140 to get into the parks. So that's like, what, $160 per trip just to get in the parking lot and through the door. You're looking at about, what, maybe seven or eight trips to break even? Yeah.
See, that's why you're going on a fucking random Sunday. You're like, I'm at Disneyland. And I'm like, of course he is. He was there last week because you gotta go now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But
you say it's fun. But you also had like a season pass. An annual pass last year, too, right?
I did. No, a couple years back.
A couple years back? Ago. Okay. And you traded that in for
nothing.
Season
I just
tickets
didn't.
For the Galaxy?
Oh, I still have those. No, the thing is,
so
what happened, guys, is that I got a better job. That's what happened. I was able to spend a little bit more on my vices.
But Disneyland.
Well, all right. Okay.
Hey, it's getting late. Time to go home. It's almost midnight. Even EDC Mickey's like still fucking on Molly right now when you're leaving the park.
Yeah,
you're like,
I
fucking love you guys.
Yeah, he's like rubbing up on all sorts of different benches and shit. He's like, oh, I love this bench so much.
Fucking Mickey, man.
But that's you're right. I am a season ticket holder to Galaxy. Last year was my first season. Terrible season, but we won't get into that.
Seattle Sounders won? Or who won? Toronto?
No, Toronto FC. Yeah, Toronto FC won MLS Cup over the weekend.
I didn't catch the end of the game, but I saw it. I was like, oh, this is starting.
Yeah, so that's... No, it's over, actually. The season's over.
Oh, no, like when the game was starting. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's like the Tigers versus the Rayosos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the Rayados.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking Monterey versus Monterey.
Yeah.
Civil War battle going on in Mexico with the Soccer Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the starts of both of those games, and I was like, I got other shit to do.
You're not the I'm gonna sit down and watch this.
No. I'm like, oh, let me check out these old. Let me see what happened with Liz Carmouche, you know, in UFC Fresno as she headlined the preliminary card.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Peaks of interest, but I mean, that's why you know. You know, I'm trying to get tickets to go see Bellator, and you're going to be at Disneyland or something.
Well, no, I'm going to be at Bellator. I'm going
nice.
To that, too.
Fuck
but
yeah,
but going back on that,
yeah.
The whole, like, yeah, I'm going to check out this UFC card in Fresno on a fucking Tuesday, right?
Right.
Carmouche is headlining. That's like me telling you, oh, yeah, dude, I'm watching this youth tournament, this youth soccer tournament in fucking Toulon, France, or some shit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, these are great cups. You know, all the kids are under, like, 16. You can really see which crop's coming, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. No, I get it completely.
You know how, like, with wine people, they learn, like, different hills and, like, you know, the Rhone Valley, like, this, the villages, and you have different, you know, sections in the Côtes de Rhone. You learn wine that way? I feel like you've learned the world through soccer.
Oh, most definitely. No.
You're like, oh, I know that city. I was like, why? It has a soccer team, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah. Exactly. No. You're spot on. And I always tell people this, and something that I've always thought about, maybe writing a book to tell history of certain places through soccer.
Oh,
because it's kind of like, you know the tragic yet not so tragic story of Yugoslavia.
No.
Well, I mean, like, the nation, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, the nation.
Oh, just, I thought this was a soccer story.
Oh,
like,
no.
No.
But the only way I would ever make that connection, though, is because at some point the Yugoslavian national team was, like, ranked second or third in the world, and then it all went to shit, Civil War-wise. Oh,
that sucks, man. Fucking Russians.
But, yeah.
Separatists.
But, yeah, no, it's definitely... there is a way, and you could tell stories. You could tell stories with anything, but
yeah,
definitely soccer. There's a lot of history.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of history and a lot of, I hate that person because that's a fan of that. That person's a fan of that. Fuck that guy.
Do you ever get into fights with people from, like, Knott's Berry Farm? When you're at Disneyland? Like, do they have, like, the same... Because they have gangs, right, at Disneyland?
I don't know if they're gangs, but...
They're called gangs, right?
They're social clubs, aren't they? That's what they're called?
I thought to get in, don't you have to, like, fucking...
Jump a guy? No, I don't think...
Or, like fuck up a riot or something? That's what I heard. You have to stop a riot.
Not that I know of.
Oh, I thought it was, like... But they wear patches and
shit,
right?
Oh, yeah, like, they're basically dressed up like... biker gangs.
You see them?
Yeah. You'll see them every now and then. But even me, I look at them like, nerds. You know? Like,
fuck. Do you ever see young people in there? Or is it just like unfuckable white people?
No. No. You get people of all ages. Yeah.
Really? And races too?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you see like a black person there?
You know, I haven't seen that.
See, that's what I'm telling you, bro. Telling you.
Wait, you're talking about as a pass holder, or are you talking about
one
of those
clubs? No,
as
like the little
clubs?
Gangs, yeah, little
not that
Disneyland.
I've bothered to notice. No, I've never noticed.
Bothered
it.
To notice? You don't go like...
Because I don't actively look for those social clubs.
Oh, okay.
You I racist think. Fuck.
I'm not, no, it's not a racist, it, like, whenever I see like a black person at a Comic-Con thing in full, like, what is it called? When they are in full
you
cosplay?
In full cosplay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, huh.
It's like you've seen a unicorn, right? You're like,
oh, yeah. No, I like it, man. I think
you, like, walk up to him and be like, can I paint you?
And they, like, live, like, in South Central or something. They're just like...
They're there. They exist.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
it just blows your mind.
I don't know. I want to find out where these gang people come from, you know? And
I mean...
What kind of life led to them being in a Disneyland gang?
I don't even know how to begin to, or where you would begin to join one of those said gangs.
Oh, dude.
Slash
don't
clubs.
Even go down that road, dude.
Oh, I bet. No, definitely. It's a slippery slope. Before you know it, then who knows? Maybe, like, they're going to want me to become an annual pass holder to Knott's, like you said. Or fucking Universal Studios. And my bank account can only afford so much.
But see, that's you got to be about that, though, right? Like, they
like
gotta,
that's
you
my everything. See, it's not my everything. My everything is, well, a little bit everything. If that
hey,
makes any
that's,
sense.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, man. But, my everything is a little bit of everything.
It's a little bit of everything. But, yeah, no, I'm not going to. It's like, if I were to do that, if I'm like, if I go to Universal right now at the moment and be like, oh, this is fun. Let me get an annual pass. I mean, I can't, like, you know, I have my Galaxy season tickets. Mm-hmm. At some point, something's got to give.
Hey, but at Universal, if you buy, like, one ticket, don't you get, like, the whole year free or something?
Yeah, that's,
like
their gimmick. Or it was their gimmick back in the day where it's like, I do know that during the summer they do that a lot.
Because
they're trying to get a bunch of people in.
Yeah.
That's like when everyone's out of school, parents are on vacation taking care of their kids. People are vacationing. That's when they really want to get people in the parks. So they'll have that, like, I don't want to call it a gimmick, but marketing strategy. So it's like, you get this year and or you get this day, and hey, guess what? You can come back whenever the fuck you want for the next, you know, 12 months, given maybe half of those days are blacked out or whatever. But
that's so crazy.
But yeah, and I mean, like, see, the thing is, they'll do that because their biggest competition is and always will be Disney. So they have to do shit like that. Oh, like, even Knott's is doing it too. Universal, they're all in competition with Disney. Disneyland could raise their shit. They could double their prices today, and people will still pay them.
That's insane to me.
They will still pay
them. I gotta go because I've heard good things, but, like, is it that fun? Like, our buddy, our buddy Raul, you know, he loves it, but he's like a whimsical fairy, you know? Like, he loves... Like not
a
drinking.
A whimsical fairy.
Like with you know, because he's so good at dance.
No, he really is. The guy.
He's magnificent.
He's. I just need to hear him sing. I swear to God, he's the triple threat. That's as simple as that.
If this was the olden times, he'd be like the Russian Ulanova or something like that. Like that would be his like name, and he'd trot through the operas
so gracefully, right?
So like, gracefully. Doing his one man dance. You know, I was like, oh shit.
I would pay good money
to make
if Raul's hearing this, Raul, I will pay good money to see a one man show of you doing something.
One man interpretive dance.
Whatever you want to do. You can pick the subject, whatever you're most comfortable with.
Subjects. Oh, it's a story.
Yeah.
I love that.
I want layers. I want to just witness the triple threat that is Raul, and I will pay.
Does he know how to sing? We're talking about somebody, guys. I know we're kind of leaving this out.
I don't know. I don't know if he can sing, but like I said,
definitely rap. I mean, freestyling.
Yeah.
He could, you know, do some crowd work and stuff. You know.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Yeah, he knows how to get it going for sure.
Yeah, if there's anybody like that has. You know, maybe a theater, an opera, some we could borrow, some kind of symphony.
Some sort of
also.
Amphitheater and at the park.
Some amph. No, but I'm
I don't
saying,
know
like,
why the fuck yeah,
yeah.
It
so the
way, yeah.
The road. We started with the road. Like, I think his tastes are more like fun and wholesome. You know, is that what Disneyland's like? Like wholesomey fun? Like, because you can't get drunk there, right?
No, you can't. But you could get drunk at the other park. Because they sell beer there. Yeah, California. They sell beer there, alcohol, mixed drinks, shit like that.
Okay.
But Disneyland, no.
No?
You can't, no. Then that's the thing where it's like Disneyland strictly like fun times, happy-go-lucky, remembering as a kid, you know, all this other, you know, stuff.
Uh-huh. Is it though?
And individual lands, right, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't get that feeling, to tell you the truth, but I know I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
For me, it's more like, this is nice. That's what, I walk through the door or the gates and I'm like, this is nice. This feels good. Let me just walk around. Maybe I could get on like a couple rides and then I'll be like, all right, I'm done. You know, it's just nice. It's a nice ambiance. It's cool. I like it. I mean, I'm not going to force people to do it, but it's something that I don't want to say relaxes me. It's something that and obviously entertains me and is just fun for me. It's fun. And it's nice to go with people. It's always nice to go with people too.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so the thing is you go to Disneyland, hop on a couple of rides, go over to California.
Get on the good rides.
Get on some pretty good rides. Get drunk there. Then just make your way back to Disneyland and just walk around plots. Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
That's the way you do it.
That's not a bad way to do it.
But yeah, again, it's not for everybody. I would say if you haven't been there in the last decade, then yeah, you definitely need to go just once just to see what all the scuff's about.
Yeah, I'm going to go, and then we'll come back. We'll come back to this when, you know, with my review. Like, can you go and be pessimistic and still, like, can you see through the veil of it? Or is it just happiness? Like,
oh, you could definitely, like, with anything, you could see through the veil.
Yeah. I like his Mickey in the back changing. He's like a dude that has a wife beater.
No, but you might run into, like, bratty children, obviously. Oh, okay. You'll run into people.
Lots of people, too, right?
Lots of people, too. Yeah, you'll run into a lot of people.
That could get annoying.
Yeah, it can. It can. At that point, you're again. It's one of those. It's like a running joke with people who have passes where it's like, oh my god, there's so many people. I'm just gonna stay a couple hours and then come back a different day. You know, shit like that, right? Yeah. But you can do that when you have a pass.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Go for a little bit. How much funnel cake can you eat in a year, though? I mean, that's a lot of fun.
Oddly enough, I've never had funnel cake at Disneyland, nor do I think they sell it there. No, to tell you the truth.
Six Flags?
I could be wrong, though. Six Flags has always been the spot where there's funnel cake. That and Knott's. Knott's is always a...
Yeah, lots of jam.
Yeah.
Lots of preserves.
Just a shit ton of preserves all over that.
What else you need, man? A little preservation society, you know? Go Knott's. Go Knott's Berry Farm, you know?
Well, yeah, that was their... That was their shtick, right?
Fucking assholes.
But Yeah, so I mean, it's
jam market.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Have someone else buy your ticket. Not me though. Someone else. Maybe like a birthday present of some sort.
Oh yeah, no.
And then just go and be like, all right, because I mean, it's not for everybody. Like, you gotta really want to do it and really want to be there and enjoy it genuinely.
I feel like I gotta have kids and they gotta be like 9, so they remember that shit. Fucking punk ass little.
Oh yeah, no,
they
no,
take
no,
babies,
don't.
Right?
Yeah,
do they,
no,
do
don't
they
do that.
Full
don't.
Price
don't
for the
babies? I think it's once they hit like 2 or 3 that you have to pay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Damn.
That stupid, is, right? Like that it's. Is it, up. But see, the thing is, they can get away with that shit.
Oh, yeah.
It all goes back to them being able to get away with it. So
yeah, go Disney.
But
killing it.
Give it a shot. Try it out. You never know. You might be pleasantly surprised, or you could just say, "All right, I'm good for another 10 years."
Yeah, I'm scared of that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and if I break down 140 over 10 years, that's not a bad deal, right?
I mean, that's the price of one pass. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I'm thinking like consecutive 10-year intervals.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're going to be like 125. I'm glad I still didn't get a pass.
God damn.
You're going to be all preserved and
shit. I'll be, just balmy and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
A balmy 100-something dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably Jeeps, be the same size, though.
Fucking talk to you, bro. I wanted to talk to you about...
We're only 20 minutes in, so...
I know. You know, there was some, you know, horrible that happened in the cigar community and stuff, and you're an avid cigar smoker, for those that didn't know.
That's very true. And collector. Well, I feel like, as time has gone on, not to cut you off, but I see myself wanting to collect more. You know what I mean? Like I've always liked the aspect of smoking, but just the thing about collecting. And I know collecting kind of translates to hoarding, but by no means am I a cigar hoarder. It's, you know, it's like with anything. You find something that you're passionate about. Thank you. You find something that you're passionate about, and you move your attentions towards your passions. So yeah. It's definitely something that I love. I love to learn about it. I love to collect them, but. It's not something that I don't smoke every day.
No, man. We used to smoke a lot. And now definitely as we've gotten older, right, it's moved towards that hoarding, you know, just collecting. I think collecting,
yeah.
People start collecting some dumb shit, you know, like
you collect for the sake of ladybugs. You collect for the sake of collecting. And yeah. At that point, that's kind of, I mean... But there it is. It's probably one of those things where then there's different types of collectors. Are you the avid collector, or are you just the collector just to collect?
Right.
So it's... Right. I honestly feel I'm more of the avid collector. I love the exclusive shit. I love the, you know, the, ooh, this one was only made 1,000 boxes. Oh, yeah, I'll take one.
Uh-huh.
Maybe two.
Yeah, can I get box number 1 and 2?
Yeah, right. No, give me number 1 and 999. I don't want 1,000, just 1. But
it's probably a hard number to find.
Oh yeah,
for 666 might go anarchy.
That'll go
box.
Quick. That'll go to like the one Satanist that smokes cigars. His name's like Drakkar, fucking some shit, right? But
D'Artagnan.
D squared, yeah.
Yeah, D squared. That's what it was.
But yeah. So I mean, I do consider myself a collector before everything else, and a collector when it comes to a lot of things.
Yeah. Guy, like, you definitely got the hoarder gene, for sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Like, I like to collect newspapers from the 70s.
Oh, no, God, no.
Jeez, you got those off of a cat, and they were taking a piss on them.
I know,
it's a good year, though, it's a good year.
It's a great year, like, there's barely minimal pee stains, you know?
Minimal. yeah, but we lost somebody very fucking big in the community, you know, say, old Padron. The head honcho, the god. Guys, if you guys don't know, there's honestly like probably the best cigars in the world. I'd say personally my favorite cigars in the world, the Padrones, the Padron family. You know, just like everybody else, the story left Cuba after the revolution. They went to Nicaragua, and then this guy was in Miami, and he was producing cigars, and he built up a little company in Miami to. Fucking this gigantic thing that produces, fucking they're better than cigars in Cuba. And the old man passed away. I mean, like the real. I mean, he lived like a real American dream story and shit.
Oh, definitely,
it's wild. But yeah, man, we've been fans of the Padrones like Since
we had a Padron.
Oh, man.
I've never had a Padron that made me go, oh, this is terrible. Honestly, I've never had one. This one hurt. This one hurt because it was one of those things where, you know, you kind of... It's funny, there's that silly saying where it's like you either die a hero or live long enough to be a villain. Uh-huh. And he most certainly lived a long life, and at no point was he a villain. So, he was just this hero to everybody.
Yeah.
So many people looked up to him. So many people admired him. Mm-hmm. So many people that he never met admired him, including me and yourself.
Oh, dude.
Such great cigars. Amazing cigars. It's a testament to how much he probably cared for his product more than anything.
Yeah,
because, and I tell people this story all the time when it comes to Padrones. They ask me, why do you love Padrones so much? And I'm like, well, one time I got a 1964 Aniversario Maduro.
Yeah.
And I shit you not, I only lit one corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I did. It was a good toast, made sure it was nice and lit. And I told people, it's going to even itself out. Started burning slowly. I puffed on it maybe once or twice. And sure enough, it the rest of the cigar lit up.
Yeah,
and that was the thing. It was like one of those jokes. Well, if you could light one part of the cigar and it fixes itself, it's a great cigar. Well, I only lit a corner and it lit itself, so that's a phenomenal fucking cigar.
Yeah, it was kind of like a joke, right?
Yeah, you're like, I meant it to be a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but even like the way that people would say, like, if you could light it in the corner and the construction should be
able
to, like,
if it's well
adjust.
Constructed, if it's great tobacco, if it's put together the right way, it's gonna fix itself. Yeah. And guess what happened? It fucking fixed itself.
Yeah, man.
And that, I think at that moment, I realized, all right, this is a special brand. This is a very special brand, very close to my heart. When I turned 25, I bought a box of 25 1964 Maduros. I have about 3 of those left. It's been 5 years.
Wow.
When I turn 30, I'm probably going to buy another box. They're just great cigars. It's a wonderful family, too. Very family-oriented. They care about what they do, and it's just sad. It's sad, but you have to look at the positive. The man left such a legacy that he will never be forgotten, and his name won't be forgotten, and his brand won't be forgotten. Right. I just hope that his family keeps it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't see them doing anything different. Yeah, there's a lot of companies where you're like, oh, yeah, if that person leaves, like, yeesh. You know, like Camacho, like I never really... got into Camacho
sold. I can't name one. This is no diss to Camacho. I'm sure they have great cigars and a great fan base, but I can't name one that made me go, oh my god. But I can name a few Padrones that made me go, oh my god.
Oh yeah. I think most of my oh my god cigars were Padrones, you know? And it's funny how you're just like, how can they do the chocolate bar any different? Because it looks like a fucking chocolate bar. It tastes like a leather belt. And then like, oh, this is a super, super exclusive one. You're like, this can't be better. And it's better.
And you're like, right?
How do they do better? How do they go better?
But and I think it's because of them. Also.
And even like the shit ones. I was going to say, yeah, like you haven't had a bad one. But remember we got into like, because they have the anniversary line, guys. There's the line of like the stuff that's a little more expensive and whatever, but then they have their baseline, and you're like, okay, well, these have to suck, right? And then we let them sit for like 5 years, and I'm like, oh my god, these are fucking almost as good as the top of the line ones.
Now imagine in 10.
After we're done with those at 10, you're like, imagine them at 20.
Yeah, it's a shame I smoked them all though.
No,
you know?
Of course, man.
But it's one of those things, and they just do such a good job. They do a great job. Yeah. Quality the farms, I'm sure it's just grade A tobacco.
But I think
with that cigar line, it was the first time I realized that, and we would joke about it, but I think it was the first time I realized that how they must have looked at tobacco, where it's like, you know, fresh crop, they looked at the plants, they, you know, cut it, cultivated it or whatever, and they looked at it, right? They looked at it in the barns, and then they said, all right, all this crop is going to be put away, and we're not going to touch it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, that just blows my fucking mind.
That's insane.
It just blows my mind. Like, they're probably... And I'm sure there's other brands that do it.
Oh, yeah.
But my examples involve them, because that's the only examples I know of. So it's kind of like they looked at it, and they said, all right, we're not touching this tobacco for 10 years. Then it's going to be an exclusive line of this, this, and that, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, psh, like, mind blown right there.
Man, does, like, your cigar knowledge ever come in? Like, the daily life? Does that ever come up?
Not in the daily life, yeah. But every what? Now and then, for
every
sure.
Every now and then?
Yeah, and then and although I don't use it often, it's kind of, like... Even in the moments that it does come up in, it impresses whomever I'm talking, you know, about cigars with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, well, how do you know so much? And that's a long story.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like, it's yeah. but it's like that. It's just, it's crazy. Like, you remember back here, you're like, oh, yeah, well, this is the blah, 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 blah. This is, it goes here, and it's from this region. And,
oh, yeah.
And I always get the question where it's like, well, what part, you know, which cigars are the best,
yes.
in your opinion? And I always end up saying.
What do you say?
I say Nicaragua. Yeah. To me, that's the country to beat.
Yeah.
That's the country that has been the country to beat for the last, maybe as long as I've been smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I tell them that. I'm like, if you're ever there, just show up. Most of the factories, if you just show up, they'll be more than happy to
give you a little
talk
tour.
To you about
yeah.
It, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how that, yeah, man, I say the same. Everybody's like, so Cubans, like, what, you know, Cubans are the best. And you're like, well, they're my favorite to smoke, but it's like Cubans and Padrones. Like I always
yeah.
say that. And Davidoffs from.
I don't think I've ever had enough Davidoffs.
Because they're fucking expensive.
Well, yeah.
They are like the most expensive. Like the most expensive mild cigar you can ever buy.
I was going to say, if there's ever a luxury, a quote-unquote luxury mm-hmm. specific brand of
yeah.
cigars, it's Davidoff.
Oh, it's so Davidoff.
It's Davidoff because it's not only are they luxury, they're good.
Yeah.
Because we've had and have heard of luxury cigars that aren't good at all.
Right. I'm scared of those. So there was a show, fucking Viceland, man. they had that show with the most expensivest with 2 Chainz.
Oh
whatever.
Yeah, I've seen previews of that shit.
Right,
yeah.
You saw him smoking that Gurkha?
Not the Gurkha. No, it was something else. He was talking about some other shit, but it wasn't cigars.
Well, he was eating that $1,000 donut. You remember that? It had gold flakes in it.
Oh God!
You make your doo doo fucking flaky and gold. That was like a thing.
Oh, wow.
But homeboy was, you know, they're like most expensive cigar, and then they brought in. Yeah, the Gurkha ones, and they're infused with, like, you know, Louis the 15 cognac or whatever, Louis the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate cognac. That's stupid, bro. It's probably the worst
liquor or booze, right?
And yeah. I mean, get yourself like a 30-year-old scotch or some shit and be a grown-up. Fucking cognac? Ugh. You know, like... when you were little and, like, maybe you drank, like, your parents, like you got into your parents' liquor cabinet.
Oh, my grandma. She, like, would drink Cuvassier all the time.
Cuvassier?
Yep. Yeah, dude. That shit just burns. God.
And then what? She put on White Diamonds from Bette Midler, dude, man?
White Diamonds.
Like, they might as well be the same thing. You know, like, they both smell like White Diamond, old lady. You think that when they were making White Diamonds, like they're like
that was uh-huh. the target audience. They're like
old lady. Oh, yeah. They're like this smells, and it needs more old lady.
You know those gift packs that
oh,
come
yes,
out
I
during
do.
Christmas.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there isn't like the one for Cuvassier with like 2 jars and a bottle of White Diamonds.
People might put on the Cuvassier and fucking drink the
yeah.
White Diamonds.
Oh,
it's too
right.
confusing if you go by nose. You know,
like it's basically the same.
Yeah, I don't think people notice the difference.
Mm. Probably not.
It's,
no,
it's
you're right.
It's confused sommeliers for centuries, bro. Yeah.
Even the best.
Even the best. What the fuck? What tangent did we go on? Oh, Lord.
Well, anyway, going back to cigars, yes, we lost the titan of the industry, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you just got to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, you got to keep on keeping on. Jeez, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm fucking tired. Last night.
Yeah,
Went to the Almost Acoustic Christmas.
And how was it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
It was good.
Good?
It was really
Who's
good,
Who's on
man.
It? I don't even remember the bill.
Yeah, fucking Vance Joy started off the day. I was like, oh, shit, it's a guy. I thought it was a group. It's a guy.
Yeah, just one dude, and dude's like 6'4 or whatever, 6'5. Tall motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking, you know, like first team all fucking handsome over there and shit. Beat your wapo
yeah.
away. you know, it must be nice, right? Just fucking playing your guitar.
All that blessed, right?
yeah. And your
we can't all hit the genetic lottery.
Fuck, man. Sucks, dude. When you see that, you're like, God damn, it's dope. Like, even Jack Johnson probably wants to be him, you know? Like, Jack Johnson
you're
has
like,
to
Jack
make...
Johnson's a really chill dude.
He's probably a cool man, but he fucking makes some sad-ass music, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
It all sounds like you're wearing flip-flops and you're fucking out. Like you
and constantly watching sunsets.
Yeah. Like it's in some tropical island, right? Like
oh, definitely, yeah. Or at the very least, Catalina, right?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's what it is. Now you're watching them like at Port Hueneme, like near Oxnard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right by the plant. That's how Jack Johnson gets it in.
By the Air Force Base.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Not the Air Force, the Navy, right?
Right.
Or some base that's out there.
And you don't know if he's like Asian or Hawaiian or white or just
or he could be any one of those mixes.
Right? He didn't shower, he doesn't wear underwear really. He just wears cut off jean shorts. And he went surfing in the morning, you know, so he's all sandy, you know, in all the wrong places. Yeah, like that's Jack Johnson.
Okay, all right.
Now this fool came out to really. I mean, he did well, man. Who else is on the bill? I mean, so it was going to be Morrissey, and that fuck canceled again. I didn't know that he canceled like 100-something shows this year. This dude's a jerk, bro. Why do we even?
Why'd you even bother? Well, I mean, you weren't going for Morrissey.
No, dude. Weezer, oh my God. They continue to freaking be like the most solid band. At one of those, or I'm sure even their one-person shows or one-band show or whatever, like, even that's got to be dope. But everybody knew their fucking songs, man. Everybody.
I would imagine.
We're all singing along fucking Buddy Holly and stuff. Yeah. As soon as they, oh my God, it was dope. And the Killers, I was really impressed by, man. The Killers, they closed the show. And yeah, man, Brandon Flowers, he's getting older.
Yeah, yeah. You can tell now, right?
You can tell. He's
just like in his mid-30s now, to late 30s.
Yeah, man, that rocks. He you know, I know that they're from Las Vegas, but he does look like a Vegas act that
yeah.
You'd see on Fremont Street, you know? You're like, oh, they sound nice. I think I might buy their CD or their tape.
Their tape?
Yeah, like they got tapes or something, man. But, yeah, they did a good job. It was a good night.
Who else was on the bill?
Oh, man, let's see who else was on there. Ex-Ambassadors.
Okay.
Ex-Ambassadors.
I saw them last time.
Yeah, they sound good, man. They sound good. Their front man, you know, he looks like some Armenian dude that you might know from the Valley or something, you know? Like, he runs, like, a cell phone shop or something. I don't know. I've never seen him, you know? I've never seen his face. I'm like, oh, shit, that's him? Oh, yeah, fucking dude could sing his...
Yeah.
He's got some lungs on him, bro. I mean, they're all bands, I know, but geez.
Yeah.
Like, he could really sing.
See, what's fucked... Not to freaking cut you off, but what's fucked up about it is that I can't help but feel like the cancellation of Morrissey could have, you know, been done sooner by Morrissey.
Yeah.
And they could have gotten, like, a backup act to get thrown on the bill. Because he got cheated one fucking band, essentially, or one act.
Right.
Because of the fact that he, you know, flaked out 48 hours before the show. So, fuck that guy. I've always told people... Like, I understand why people like Morrissey or the Smiths. I just don't get it. It's one of those things where I feel like something's wrong with me because I don't understand it or why I don't get it or why I don't like him.
Huh.
But fuck that guy. I really don't care about Morrissey.
I don't think anybody likes him. I don't think anybody likes him for like as a person.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost certain of it.
Right.
I think everybody does the same thing. They're like, I like his music. And I think they like their music because... Either their older brother was into it at the time, and it just kind of kept going, and now it's like, why do Mexicans drink Coors Light? Modelo for me. Like, well, I remember that one because my dad used to drink Bud Light, and he switched over to Coors, you know? Like, but like how, and that was the first time I saw like the shift happen, but I saw the shift happen with Modelo too, you know? Like, just suddenly they did something marketing that now we all drink Modelos. You know?
Do you think it has to do with do you think it has to do with just marketing on Spanish television?
Dude, nah, I don't think so, man. For Morrissey or for Modelo?
No, we're talking about Modelo.
I don't know, man. Fucking beer. It's just funny like that. I think also what happens, it starts getting popular, it comes out fresher, and all
you're just like pumping it out,
and it tastes better. And you're like, yeah, it tastes better because it's fresh. And then later on, you're like, oh, you know what? It doesn't taste the same. It's like, why? Because it's just sitting there like in a warehouse in Chicago, Illinois, you know, in fucking White Plains, whatever. And it sucks. And I think that's really what happens. Yeah, and with Morrissey, I think it's like, it's the same, you know, oh, man, like, who else has a career that shouldn't have a career but does? Music-wise.
Kesha, maybe?
Kesha. No, I didn't learn about Kesha from fucking my older brother, bro.
Okay.
No, I'm saying like,
that's well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just
no, that's a good one. That's a good one. I don't know. Yeah.
Who else? No, that's a very good question. What about Weird Al? Like, I feel like his music is just a joke, but he's actually pretty talented.
He is. And isn't he like from Downey or something like that?
Linwood. Even more obscure. Yeah.
Back when the gentrification, before the gentrification, before the, yeah.
For all the Mexicans showed up, for people that don't understand that.
The Reconquista.
The Reconquista.
Yeah, that's what you got to call it, you know? You know what's funny, man? Like that, nope. Like, there were no Jews that were like, the Mexicans are gentrifying. Because that was Boyle Heights, too. Like, do you think they fucking, like, filed a petition and stuff? They're like, they're changing the goddamn name of Brooklyn to Cesar Chavez. Like, that's an ultimate flag. If this happened again, and, I mean, say a bunch of Laotians started moving in.
Okay. And then no, finish it off.
And then all of a sudden, like, it goes from Cesar Chavez food to fucking Laosland. It was just called Laosland. And you're like, these motherfucking Laotians be taking all their shit. All the signs start changing. You know, it's no longer, the Payless is gone, but then they open up like a fucking, I don't know. Damn, I don't know much about Laotians.
So then why'd you say Laotian?
I don't know. I thought it was so obscure that nobody's going to complain.
That's like saying Sri Lankans or like...
Sri Lankans. Dude, I had somebody, there's a dude that works. That's so dumb. Whatever. There's a guy that I met. He said his wife is Sri Lankan. And I was like, yeah, you know, like I know where that is. You know, south of India, the little island and shit, right? And he's like, you know where that is? Like, you might be the first person ever that I've met that knows where Sri Lanka is. And I was like, that's not that impressive. Maybe you should hang out with different friends because... Like,
that's kind of sad, too. What does that tell you about people and overall geography knowledge,
terrible,
right?
Terrible, dude. Terrible. I think the most impressive one was this one dude that I met. And he said that his wife was from a little place in the Central Valley. And I said, where? Because I went to school in Merced. And he's like, it's kind of near Merced. Yeah, it's called Dos Palos. And then I was like, no way. I made my senior thesis on a little town called South Dos Palos. She's like, oh, my God, she's from South Dos Palos. I just say Dos Palos because
no one knows South,
you know? Wow. Like, and I was like, dude, I got some history for you if you want to learn about the little municipality. But, that one's a rare one, but fucking Sri Lanka?
Yeah, you don't meet a lot of people from Sri Lanka. Uh-uh. It's kind of like, how many people from Uruguay have you met?
Oh, yeah, not any, man. Yeah. They don't come this way. I guess not the economy's good or some shit. You know, like, I was on YouTube and stuff, like in between watching porn and whatnot. Uh-huh. But I was on YouTube, and then something came up, man. It was like Rainn Wilson.
Right.
Ryan, yeah, I fucking don't
Dwight
know.
Dwight from The Office. Yeah.
Dwight from The Office. He has like a startup production company called Soul Pancake, and it was like it just said Rainn Wilson goes to a Haitian restaurant in Tijuana.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And there's a dude. Some dude comes in. He's like, you want to go have some Haitian food? He's like, yeah. He's like, where are we gonna go? You know? And then he's like, Tijuana. And he's like, oh, okay. And he goes, right, it's funny, but
right.
Yeah, they talk about like the refugee crisis that happened. And
oh yeah, because there's a shit ton of Haitians in Mexico.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people didn't know. And then, you know, they're trying to house them, but a lot of people don't, like, they're like in between this, they have this in-betweener thing, because first they went to Brazil, and then they went, like, they traveled and shit, like literally walked and rode cars and all that shit to get to, they were stopped at TJ. And they're trying to cross over, but they're not trying to be refugees in Mexico because they can't claim refugee status then in the U.S. So some of them are trying to jump the border, and they got that little community. And I remember seeing that, man, like when I went down to TJ. I was like, oh, my God, there's a lot of black people. And I was like, no, those are Haitians. They came over here after the earthquake. And I was like, what? And yeah, like all the black people you see there, they all speak French, and they all fucking took up little jobs and shit in TJ. Like, Mexico is like the legit, real fucking melting pot.
Yeah, no, I mean,
and then they'll take in anybody except if you're Guatemalan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you're right. And El Salvador. But that's not here nor there. I tell people this all the time. I tell people at work as a joke, but I really meant it. Mexico's the real land of fucking opportunity.
Yeah.
It's nuts. If you're down on your luck, they'll take you in with open arms. They really will. But that's sneaky snake of them. That's excellent. Don't claim refugee status there so that way you don't exhaust it before you get to the U.S.
Yeah, they're trying to get over here. But then supposedly after Trump got elected, like, that border shut down. Like, they couldn't come over. And so they're all stuck. Like, you know, you could see, I mean, the other side. It's crazy, man. It's crazy how, like, movements like that happen. They had to go to Brazil, then, like, travel this way. And Haiti's not that far. Like,
it's not. In fact, they didn't technically backtrack, but they went south really far just to go back up north.
Supposedly Brazil was taking him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy how that works, man. And at the end of the day, it's all people, you know, no matter what, they're just trying to, you know, there's no opportunities over there. And they're just trying to go somewhere else to make money and send it back home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I guess what everybody, right? Immigrant. Yeah. Yeah. Ends up wanting to do. But it's funny you bring that up because I've always thought with all this shit that's happening with, like, the climate and, you know, like, a good example would be, like, the earthquakes or whatever.
Right.
Shit that's just been happening. In the next 10 to 15 years, there's going to be, like, an increase of what I've heard and what I'm starting to say. There's going to be an increase in climate refugees. Where it's like people that are leaving fuck they live because their fucking hometowns are like underwater now. or their nations are underwater.
So so should Montana brace themselves for all the, like, the Malibu people that are going to move? Because their fucking million-dollar homes are now, like, you know, just underwater?
Sure. Or at the very least, people that live in the Moreno Valley.
Oh, my God. Fuck that, dude.
Think about it. Just fucking, it's as dry as a fucking desert in Abu Dhabi. All it needs is a couple Chanel stores and a fucking maybe a Rolex store here and there, and
that's it.
Just a couple more people, and there it is.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, that's not that bad. They already got the shops at Cabazon.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's.
By the way, this episode's brought to you by the shops at Cabazon. Get off. Get your discounted goods and get some meth while you're at it. Cabazon.
Yummy meth.
Cabazon. Yeah.
Dude. But yeah, so it's shit like that. It's interesting. It's gonna be interesting.
A wild world, huh?
Well, I mean, as long as it doesn't turn into Water World. So.
Oh, that's right. That fucking shit.
Remember
movie.
That fucking movie?
Yeah, that shit movie where
was it,
like,
really that bad?
Sounds like somebody's a fan of some shit movies.
No,
man. I like some bad movies.
Well,
but
yeah,
it's
but
so
I'm not,
dumb.
I'm not,
they're
I'm
out
not,
in the world's covered in water. Dude.
I'm not.
Stupid. And they got planes.
Hold on. I am not defending Waterworld. What I am defending is how bad it was. Was it legitimately that bad? Do I not remember how bad it was?
I think you remember the ride more than you do at Universal.
I barely remember the ride.
You remember you got sprayed with water from
on a hot summer day? Yeah, you're right.
Like, I love this movie. What? What happened, Jeebus? Damn, I think that's also why people like the movie Shamu, because they just went to SeaWorld and they saw they got sprayed with water. They're like, I love the Shamu movie.
Look at how happy he is. Yeah. Or she, I don't know.
I don't know, I never saw the movie. But I got sprayed by the water.
Yeah.
Salty and shit.
But yeah, no, I really, yeah, Waterworld. Yeah.
Right. Fucking Waterworld. That was real. That happened to everybody.
And we let it happen, yeah.
And we
let it
happen. And we must keep it from happening again.
Well, I mean, so no remake? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No? Not even?
Backdraft? Would you want a remake of Backdraft?
I barely remember the original.
Oh, yeah. I remember the ride. I remember it was hot.
Oh, it was so hot. Yeah, you're hot. It's inexplicably
hot.
Is
this safe? Is this safe?
It's so like, hot. Why is it so hot?
Jeez.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's some movies that you just cannot remake. Yeah.
No, man.
So definitely not Backdraft. Definitely not Waterworld.
Mm-mm.
What else? Mm-hmm. There's got to be some secret. Go.
No, because you're a huge Star Wars nerd, and I've heard so many good things about that fucking movie already. People that have seen it, reviewed it, no?
Right. Well, I mean,
it's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday,
Friday, yeah.
You have tickets already?
I have tickets for Thursday, yeah.
Where are you going to go see it?
Montebello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Montebello.
Yeah, if anybody wants to go and, you know, take pictures with Jeebus or something.
Like I'm famous of some sort, you know?
Hey, you're pretty famous, man.
I'll be the loser in the backseat.
He's not there. He's not
with
there
the Zicy.
Yeah, he's not there to shoot up the place. Maybe you got a date. You got a date?
I don't know.
Oh, there it is. There it is. All right. So, yeah, he's not going to shoot up the fucking place. He's there for
the
actual
movie. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fan.
But, no, I'm excited. It's exciting. It looks good. But I hope they do a better job of making it like an original story as opposed to the last one, which was kind of just the remake of the original Star Wars movie. Because, you know, your hero that lives in the middle of nowhere gets found, and then there's a droid that accompanies her.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out she's got powers.
Well, the droid thing is kind of weird, but for the most part, I mean, stories have been told like forever, right? Like, nobody said fucking... God damn it, Bible.
As old as time?
Yeah, God damn it, Bible. It's the same shit fucking as Achilles, whatever. Da, da, da. Or the tale of blah, blah, blah. Damn, I don't know a lot of ancient stories.
Your Bible game isn't strong, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. The Epic of Gargamesh. What is it?
The Epic of Gargamesh?
Who is the epic for? I'm trying to think of what the epic was.
I don't know. Oh, somebody farting outside?
Maybe you're a motorcycle, no?
Or just a car with an enormous muffler.
Yeah, that could be it. See, that's why we closed the door. Damn, dude, this is going to be the new studio. I'm going to set it up. I'm going to set it up next time so we could have a camera set up over here. You could check out our ugly asses and maybe... yeah, the fridge is cool. I'm going to leave the fridge. Like, not uncovered, you know? Like, it's kind of cool just reaching.
Oh, definitely, something. Yeah. You want people to see every aspect of the show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is pretty real. Like, this is
raw
was...
and uncut as it's going to get.
Yeah, yeah. Straight Catholic dick. Like, that's what you're getting with this whole thing. raw and uncut. That's pretty Catholic dick, man.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. You can't deny who you are.
No, you can't. Can't cover that one up.
You can roll it back, though.
yeah, but ultimately, you're just throwing a hood over it.
A veil of some sort.
Oh, man. It's just foreskin.
Sorry. Yeah, that's all I got.
I ran out of steam, man. God, man. Foreskins are interesting.
No, we're not talking about foreskins.
No, we're not.
But yeah, no, this is good. DFLA podcast. Never been on it before. Heard good things about it. Heard a couple episodes here and there.
Have you heard anything?
Yeah,
about
I've heard some. I've heard some. Not all of them, I'll admit. But
okay.
But like the Carnitas El Momo when he had those guys.
Oh
on,
yeah,
I definitely
yeah.
heard that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Chewy when he was on it.
Mm-hmm.
The boxing gym one with that one kid.
Yeah, dude. You know that they went out to Utah, man. He took like a little 16-passenger van with like a bunch of little kids, and they all went to Utah for like the regionals or some shit like that. It's interesting, man. Like that whole world. I mean, these kids are little, and I mean, who knows what you know? Those are memories that you create. You know, when you're little, you're like, holy shit, I was in Utah, and you know, and I went to go box. Yeah, he's doing really good things in that whole gym, man. They're out doing small shows, and their fighters will you'll see them again. It's really interesting. It's definitely a mecca. And then yeah, Carnitas and Momo, I think they're going to come by next time. We're going to do like a tequila and carnitas tasting, like
nice.
A little pair up, you know?
It does seem like they should go together.
I already got some ideas. Well, you know, so we could pair it. And then that dude Byron's going to come back. We're going to do another one with single-barreled bourbons. So, you know, those are fun, man. I just got to be careful with my fucking asthma.
Yeah, that was a little scary.
Yeah, if it's got wheat in it, I can't really handle that much, man. Same as certain beers. Certain beers will just jack me up. That's a real thing, then.
That's
a real goddamn thing, man. Yeah.
That could be a little freaky.
It's a little scary when it starts to happen. You're like, oh, that's it, I'm dying.
So how was it? It was just like, oh, I'm drunk, and holy shit, now I can't breathe.
Yeah, I mean, after the show, for those that don't know, it's the Weller Show. Go back and listen to that one. It was the one before this. And me and Byron, I had him come over to fucking my house, and we just recorded the whole thing in the room.
Holy fuck.
I didn't have another place to do it, so. And then we're pouring bourbon, and it was fine. You know, I never feel like that. I think it's sometimes... it's too much of something. You know, he was giving me these big pours. And you could tell I was smashed.
Yeah.
But then I got better. And it just wasn't safe for me to drive. But then just that wheat, whatever that wheat, in the bourbon, the wheated bourbon, it just did something to me, man. It's happened to me once before with just sour beers. So I try to stay away for the most part with sour beers. But it could happen with any of them.
Damn.
It's a different world, man, if you got some allergies or something, you know?
Yeah. Do you think it's a combination of allergies and the asthma?
Yeah.
Because is asthma an allergy?
No, but you could get triggered
by allergies,
yeah. Like, I'm starting to take Wallatin again, like, just pretty regularly because of the fucking fires. Like, it starts to get kind of dry and then...
Stupid fires.
Oh, man, come on, man. Fucking December, no rain. I remember it used to be cold as shit by now or windy.
Oh, yeah, now there's... sun, which
yeah,
is
what
dumb.
Is this, man? Like, what is going on?
Should be like overcast, and
even for LA, like
moderately chilly, right?
Moderately, yeah, right. I mean, Dallas Rain's going out there and going like, hey, my last name's coming or something. Yeah.
No, I don't know. You kidding me? He's super happy right now. A motherfucker loves the rain. Have you seen how orange he is?
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry, the sun. He loves the sun. You see how
orange he
is? He
needs to fucking stop, dude.
Yeah,
he needs to. Somebody needs
to. Teeth are so white.
Are they so white, or are they like? Is it just because he's so orange? But
it might be a combination of the two.
Have you seen people doing that new thing with the charcoal whitening?
No.
Yeah, they're fucking brushing their teeth with charcoal. I don't think I'm pretty sure it's not like
it's
the
not
king's,
like the brisket,
right? Yeah, they're not cutting briskets and just yeah, just chewing on a nugget. You know, it's not happening like that. But
that's not healthy. I don't care who the fuck you are. That can't be healthy.
Look it up. I don't know. Maybe it's healthy. I barely did any research in it, so.
I had to look this up.
Yeah. I think, like, that's the trend of just, like, you know, like cute girls that put on, like, black charcoal on their teeth, and then they're like, it's whiter now. You know? It's like, it's a thing. It's weird, man. So many little trends start to happen, you know? Keto diets. Freezing your fat. I don't know what that means, but I see the billboards on it around the world, around the city. You know, little Van Nuys got to freeze your fat, walk in.
All right, it seems stupid because even people like, I don't know about you, but
that was
whenever,
your quick Google.
Yeah, that was you saw
researched
how quick that
it.
Was.
I researched it, guys. That's it.
Stupid.
Stupid. I got an opinion. That's how most people do it.
Well, I mean, the moment I saw videos about like a girl who did 21 days straight of like charcoal whitening toothpaste. I'm good. I don't need to learn anything else about this shit.
No, you don't. Fuck that, man. Time to go to Disneyland, you know, and just and just relax, bro.
Or catch a Galaxy game.
Catch a Galaxy game. Get some funnel cakes at Six Flags.
Oh, yeah,
put some Knott's Berry Farm preserves on it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's the life. That's the life for me. It's not for everybody.
No, dude. Hey, man. The way if you want to live your life that way, nobody's gonna stop you. You go do that Molly with EDC Mickey, man. You guys both go out and get chlamydia. It's the way you guys live, man.
Not from each other, though. No.
Oh no, of course not. It's like from like a little Asian girl or something, you know? It's like
a little Asian girl.
Little Asian girl. She's so free with her body, you know.
Pure Asian, like straight Asian, or is she mixed with something else?
Oh, she's probably pure Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's also, man, you know what, man? I was thinking about this because I was so jealous about Asian people, man. They got,
uh-huh.
they got, was like, fucking, I hate Asian people. Like, I was thinking about this, like, when it came to gentrification.
Right.
I was thinking about, like, gentrification is probably, like, they hate it. I think they hate it when white people move into an area, you know? Like, that's it. That's gentrification. But if Asian people moved into my area, that'd be worse, bro.
How so?
Like, Asian people make you feel bad. Like you think, you're Mexican, you're like, oh, I got a big family. And they're like, oh, shit, I got a lot of friends. Like, every Asian person I know has, like, 30 fucking friends.
Right.
And they all go out, and they all fucking eat, like, ice cream, and they all take pictures together and boba. Like, they all have a good...
Uh-huh.
If Asian people moved into your neighborhood, they will make you feel bad over the handful of friends that you've had. Like, and this is... I've had you as a friend since high school.
Right, yeah, I have,
And Asian people are like, they've had friends that they just met yesterday.
From uh-huh, and they're just like friends for life.
And then
point,
that's
right?
It, that's it. They've known each other for that long, and they continue to know each other for another six weeks.
You really don't like Asian people.
I'm saying because they make you feel bad.
Is that why?
That you're not having as much
why
fun.
You don't like them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying because they'll make me feel bad, as that's why I probably shouldn't like Asian people, or is this just strictly on you?
No, because even then, like, you have, like, say if you're weird, right? That used to uh-huh. exclude you. Huh? If
right.
you were weird, you're a nerd. Huh?
Uh-huh.
You ain't got a lot of friends. Huh?
True.
Asian people also did that.
uh-huh.
They're like, oh, there's a big group of friends over there, and they're into cosplay, and they're into comic books.
Right.
And they all go hang out with each other. Oh, they like Pokemon Go, too.
Uh-huh.
So all the weirdos hang out with each other,
yeah.
too. That's it. They have friends. It just makes you feel sad as hell. And on that note, man, let's go try to preserve, like, the non-gentrified thing that we're going to do. We're going to go hang with two other friends.
Yeah. Yeah, lifelong friends. And
because that's all we got, because we're not Asian. Yeah. We ain't got 30 people in our world that we could hug and tag on Instagram with. And I don't know, man. Maybe I'm jealous. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's hate. I think it's just jealousy.
You guys figured it out. You guys are right. Keep gentrifying the world with your happiness and your circles, your tight-knit communities, man. It's beautiful. That's it, man. That's it for another episode of the Dude from LA podcast. Cheebus, thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a blast. And we'll do this again sometime soon.
Sure. For sure. All right, look, hater. Peace. Homicide is my speed. Collecting my cream. I'm living your dream and peeping your scheme. Put you on lean for right hooks. Pausing your jokes. Fake crooks need to hit them books. Learn the rules of the game. Two to your brain. Three to your frame. Incredible pain. You getting drenched in that November rain. We the opposite of that wax shit. Trash man. The clap rap hit. You die tragic. 5'6" professional assassin. Rocking these mics and repping my fan with passion. Remember it's cute to me. You bastard. Tell your man and your parents. We be demanding that grand and apparent. At the minimum, my venom damage your larynx. We be like Manny Ramirez. Compatible with the radical. Magical and emphatical. I'm a battle till I shatter your clavicle. Call me admiral. Raising the temp of the room. I'm the emperor. Remember, I never surrender. I dismember for tunes. Your petty men are buffoons. We send them to the dune. A stack of my venom enters their wounds. I mentally bloom. Make doom tunes with dope lyrics. Tupac, the love and will. Big L, the devil's son. Rosamel with dope lyrics. Never regret. AOT, PD, stood rappers hit the deck. Courtesy of the streets, make it a microphone. Middle East, my specialty on a bomber. Enveloping my lyric sheets. Knock turbans off the sheets. Used to pipe bomb downtown Israeli boutiques. Full of dead toys with their dreams no longer in arm's reach. That's what I call dealing with calm speech. When I alarm your peeps, inscribed in a peasant's palm is a blessed song. If you drawing your weapons wrong, then ain't no stepping on. My 45 is my weapon. My culture's a holster with 7-inch slugs is kept in. Squarely I step in, jumping my trips and Bruce Stetson. God is my essence, so you can check these rhymes for reference. Adapt to any preference, pussy. Yeah, baby, kings are the motherfucking underground. Y'all motherfuckers don't want it with us. It's that raw shit. I make Evel Knievel music, I come through stunting. Every verse is the same, just flipped a little sun. Maybe I'm crazy, a crazy baby, a sick infant. Born with intent to spit slick sentences with sick penmanship. Shoot at your Chicago fitted and knock your socks off. Aimed at your door but hit your head, shot your locks off. I heard you was afraid to say my name on your record, cause you was afraid I'd put your motherfucking frame on a stretcher. I can't change laws, son, that's a government issue. But I'll break laws with a gun, it's a government issue. It's the army, we got power in numbers. And that's 9s, 45s, 35s, 7s and M500s.
Some people say I'm superior when I shit it. Vivid visionary spit, vocabulary ridiculous. I am a tyrant, I'm violent by design. I'm silent to scientific with every line in a rhyme. Mozart is street rap, breaking the barrier. Space Harrier, filled with 40s and pit terriers, ready to mangle anybody cross the line. I saw the sign and ran with the army, lost some time. Ready for war, but won't rock no dick trees. I rock mics, you think it's 160 degrees. We stomp crews, batter and bruise clicks. Kill bitches and stab you tricks with loose lips.
I'm slightly disturbed, Pazienza is nice with the words. That's the reason that I fly like the life of a bird. I don't care if you dead, let God have you. Cause I'ma stay rugged and raw like Marv Hagler. That's something you don't know about, you small rapper. Nice with the left, nice with the right, the jaw tapper. A law backer, murder every track that I'm on. You just spit a fucking verse, whack, then you gone. Fuck fame, I studied the fame closely. They build you up, then you get rocked like Shane Mosley. It's pain, homie, and your blood in my pen. It's the army of the pharaohs and we flooded with gems. Yeah, the torture motherfucking papers. Dead Sea Scrolls out here. Y'all don't want it. It's fucking raw rap.